Next on Newsday to the Pope's visit to Africa. This is his week-long Africa tour. His next visit is to Mauritius, the first papal visit to the Indian Ocean island in 3 decades. To discuss this, we can speak to Lindsay Prosper, a member of the St. Anne Parish in Mauritius. Hi, Lindsay. You must be excited.
Oh, I am very excited today, yes.
Yeah, and how are you preparing yourself for the visit of the Pope?
Yes, I'm preparing in the sense that the visit of the Pope has been prepared for the last 3 years, and during the last part of the 3 years, that means the last week, personally, I haven't been involved in it because as a journalist, I work for the economic desk, and so I'm not directly involved in it. But this morning, because Mauritius today is this ninth day of the month of September, has been declared a public holiday, inevitably I will be getting involved in it today when I will be moving out of my house.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and so just tell us a little bit about the logistics of that. Where's he going to be? Where are you going to be?
The Pope will reach Sousse-Aga International Airport at around 10:40 from Madagascar. From there, he will be driven to Portlaoise, where he will say a mass at the Marie-Reine de la Paix-Monument. This is a place whereby the statue of Marie-Reine de la Paix, Mary Queen of Peace, stands in a prominent way, nestled right in the hollow of the Signal Mountain. She overlooks the whole city of Portlaoise, and the place offers not only a dominant and panoramic, but a breathtaking view of the city of Portlaoise. Right. And if, in essence, the ceremony in itself will bear the footprint of the Roman Catholic Church, it will reflect also what Mauritius is best known for, that is, a religiously diverse nation. I'm expected to see representatives of other major religions to be invited to participate in the course of the ceremony.
Yeah, and what are other Mauritians saying about the Pope's visit? Are they equally as excited as you, Roman Catholics, that is, obviously?
In fact, they are. If I just look what the bishops of Portlaoise is saying, he says that this visit transcends all barriers. Speaking is Cardinal Maurice Piat, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. In fact, on the whole, the Pope himself is featured as a man of hope and as a man of peace, capable of helping people living in conflictual situations to overcome their barriers in the name of peace. Daniel Babouha, editor-in-chief of La Vie Catholique, would suggest that the Pope's visit serves as a source of inspiration for a multiracial population to learn how to promote peace, togetherness, and the openness of mind and heart toward each other.
And I've also heard that his message is for Mauritians not to throw rubbish on the streets.
Yes, you know, but the intentions was good. The idea is good, but in certain quarters, some people would think that it is not appropriate for the Pope to be meddling, you know, with this part of our this side of our social life. But in fact, I think that those who have thought it fit to have the Pope, you know, dealt with what is a great problem in Mauritius, they were not as bad as that. But after protests from certain quarters, the Diocese of Portlaoise decided not to go ahead with that sort of thing.
Right, OK, yeah, OK, keep it to themselves. Fair enough. All right, thank you, Lindsay. Lindsay Prosper there, a member of the St. Anne Parish in Mauritius, where they are about to receive the Pope.